Today's share is dedicated to Le'ila Nishmas, Le'zecher Nishmas, Yitzchak ben Chanoch Halevi, whose yortzeit is Chaf Zayin Tishrei. With regard to reciting Masha Baruch Amorad HaGeshem in Shemona Esrei, so the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Kuf Yudalid that during the winter months, if one omits Morad HaGeshem from Shemona Esrei, you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Vav, that's only if you already completed the bracha of Mechaye HaMesim and you started the next bracha of Atah Kadosh. So if you started Atah Kadosh, even by just simply saying the word Atah, then you remember that you didn't say Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. But the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you completed the bracha, let's say you remembered before you completed the bracha, you get up to Micha Mocha Baal Gevurus Mido Melach, and then you remember, oops, I didn't say Masha Baruch, so you say it right then and there, Micha Mocha Baal Gevurus Mido Melach, Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, Melach Memesim Mechaim Matzmiach Yeshua, V'nem Manat Talach Yos Mesim. And the Mishmur points out that provided that you conclude with V'nem on Atalach Yos Mesim, any point in time before that, you can just insert Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem whenever you remember. And the Shulchan Aruch says, and even if you completed the bracha of Mechai HaMesim, and you have not yet started Atah Kadosh, and then you remember you didn't say Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, so then as well, you don't need to repeat Shemona Esrei. You say right then and there, Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, and you continue, Atah Kadosh V'Simcha Kadosh. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah here says the following. In his Bir Halacha, he asks, he says, this chiddush that if one remembers after finishing the bracha, Mechai HaMesim, that you can just say right then and there, Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, and then continue with Atah Kadosh V'Simcha Kadosh, this is a chiddush of the Rav Yoh, says the Bir Halacha, quoted by the Rush. However, there are other poskim rishonim, says the Bir Halacha, who disagree, and they are of the opinion that once you complete the bracha of Mechai HaMesim, even if you have not yet started Atah Kadosh, it's as if you start Atah Kadosh already. You can't just stick in a dangling phrase, Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, and then start with Atah Kadosh right then and there. Once you finish Mechai HaMesim, you got to start Shemona Esrei from the beginning. So you have Machlokas Rishonim here. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you can, after completing Mechai HaMesim, insert Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, and then start Atah Kadosh. But the Mishnah Berurah says that there are other Rishonim who disagree. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskins the following. He says, in his Mishnah Berurah, he writes, Nira l'maisa, that if one, at the very least, remembered when he says, V'neman atalachios mesim baruch ato Hashem, if you remember at that point, after he said Shem Hashem, don't complete the bracha Mechai HaMesim and then say Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem, because then you'll be involving yourself in a machlokas rishonim. So rather, Mishnah Berurah recommends, if you remember at Baruch Atah Hashem, he says you should add in the words Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk in Tehillim. If you just say that phrase, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukecha, you're still in the middle of the bracha of Mechai HaMesim. Then you say Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem. Then you can say V'nema Atalach Yos Mesim and finish the bracha then and go on with the rest of Shemona Esrei. Yeah? Oh, very good. So, Rav Moshe Nischuvan or Chaim Chelek Dalad Simon Tzadi Gimel quotes this psak of the Mishnah Berurah with regard to Masha Baruch Morad HaGeshem. And incidentally, the same applies to Yalav Yavo, but Yalav Yavo as well. The psak in Shulchan Aruch is that if I forget Yalav Yavo Shachris Rosh Chodesh, and I remember right after Amach Zeshchinos Eletzion, I can say Yalav Yavo right then and there, and continue with Modim. So the Rav Moshe is Zegers Moshe Chelek Dalet or Chaim Siman Tzadi Gimel quotes this psak of Bir Halacha, and he says the following. He says, even though we do find this shita that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that if you remember at Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then continue with Masha Veruach and or Yal V'Yavo and finish off the bracha. Nevertheless, Reb Moshe says Yes, we do find this shita quoted by the Ritva in Tainus. However, Moshe says, it's tamur ma'od. It's astonishing, this shita. He says, how can it be that you can just say a pasuk from Tanakh in the middle of a bracha of Shemoneh Esrei? Why is it not a hefsek? That's a hefsek gomer. And that can't just be inserted in the middle of the bracha. So Moshe says, l'maisa lo nira shiyasu kein. He doesn't accept the Mishnah Berurah's suggestion that at the point of Baruch Atah Hashem, oops, you should say l'amdenich l'kecha, and then continue on with the rest of the bracha, with Masha Baruch and the rest of the bracha. Rather, he says, if somebody remembers at Baruch Atah Hashem, he should, in fact, complete the bracha Mechai HaMesim, or Hamach Shechinah Shel Tzion, and he should follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, quoting this Chiddush of the Rav Yoh, to then say simply Masha Baruch or Yalav Yavo, and then start with the next bracha, Vata Kadosh, or Modim, from that point and on. Okay, so just to summarize, the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins that if one remembers that he omitted Masha Baruch after he concludes Mechai HaMesim, he should say Masha Baruch Mordei Geshem right then and there, and then continue on with Vata Kadosh. Whereas if you remember while you're still in the middle of the bracha, you should insert Masha Baruch and then conclude the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh that if you remember at the point of Baruch Atah Hashem that you didn't say Masha Baruch, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha so as to still remain within the bracha, and then say Masha Baruch Mordei Geshem and finish off the and go back to reciting the bracha of Mechai HaMesim. If Moshe rejects that, and Moshe says no, one should not rely on that shita that says you can say Baruch Hashem L'Nedech L'Kecha, which is in the middle of the bracha, saying a pasuk, which should be a hefsek. Rather, Moshe says, if you remember at Baruch Hashem, finish Mechai HaMesim, then say Masha Baruch Mordei Geshem, like the Shulchan Aruch paskins one should, and start again from that point with Atah Kadosh.
Why can't you just throw it in anywhere? I know it sounds like...
Throw what in anywhere?
Masha Baruch. Let's say you forget and it's later.
Okay, because Masha Baruch has to be included in the bracha of Gevuros, because it's one of the Gevuros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it has to be in the context of that second bracha. No, but at the same time, you can put it into Shmakalinu, it's just a request, just a bakasha. But this is one of the shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has to be included in the bracha of Gevuros. So it has to be within the context of Gevuros, and you have to conclude the bracha with Menem and Atalachias Mason, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai Mason.